Laugan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Cuchi and Pedro. How are you guys?
Fine, and you?
I'm not too bad. All right, so our last class was last week on the 10th of October when we did question mix number 198, and we did, let me tell you, let me just open it. We did, hang on, what did we do? I can actually, you know what? I can actually check on the Twitter account, on my Twitter account at English_clock, because every day I post whatever we did during the previous class with a link to the class. So you can listen to it and then you can see exactly what we did. So on Thursday's class, on the 10th of October, we did question mix 189. We did basics. We did bank accounts block number 5, mastering the interrogative. We did drill number 100, 153, and we did translation list number 7 from translation booklet number 4. All right, so we're going to build up on this knowledge and we're going to continue working on our material. So today, logically, we're going to do question mix number 190. But before that, we are going to answer a Twitter question. Today's Twitter question is the following, extra for Pedro. Where in relation to Madrid is Cádiz? Where in relation to Madrid is Cádiz? This is today's Twitter question. I'm launching it right now at English_clock, and you can answer it, and we're going to take a look at it at the end of the show. Right. Are you guys ready for question mix 190?
Yes.
Pedro's like, nope, not me. All right. It's easy. Today it's very easy. What comes after is difficult. All right. Is Nebraska a city or a state? Pedro.
Nebraska is a state.
Again?
Nebraska is a state.
Nebraska is a state.
A state.
Yes, yes. Whenever a word starts with a consonant, we say a. A door, a window, a state.
Yes.
All right. Now, there is something like real estate, which is el inmobiliaria. Uh-huh. All right. Or an estate es pues una, como una finca, ¿no? An estate. I have a massive country house, which is a big estate. All right. Then you can say estate, which is actually spelled E-S and then T-A-T-E. All right. But state is a state. So Nebraska, in fact, is a state. Very good. Where in the U.S. is Nebraska?
Nebraska is in the center of the U.S.
Very good. Very good. Is it near Colorado? Is it far from Colorado?
It is far. Close to Colorado.
That's not what I asked. Is it near Colorado or is it far from Colorado?
Near Colorado. It is near Colorado.
All right. Important. Not near to or near from. Near. Punto. A secas. Near Colorado. Very good. Is it a big or a small state?
It's a big state.
It is a big state. Very good. Do you know what the capital of Nebraska is? Wonk, wonk, wow.
No, I don't.
Ask Cuchi. Ask her.
Cuchi, what's
no.
the...
Do you know what the capital of Nebraska is?
Do you know what the capital of Nebraska is?
Very good.
Yes, I do.
Very good. Ask her what it is.
What it is?
What is it?
What is it?
What are you asking her?
I know.
I know. I see.
I wasn't paying attention
to
that kind of exercise. So thank you.
It's fine. Okay. It's fine. That's why we do it.
So she's about to answer.
No, what are you asking her?
I'm asking her what the capital of Nebraska is.
Very good. Or what it is. Very good. And?
The capital of Nebraska is Lincoln.
Lincoln. That's right. It's spelled with an L. Lincoln. Empieza por una L, pero también tiene una L metida. Lincoln. That's how it's spelled, but we don't say that L. We say Lincoln. Lincoln, not Lincoln. We say Lincoln. Very good. Do you know that Central City, or did you know that Central City is in Nebraska? Gucci, no. Did you know that Central City is in Nebraska?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. Central City is a fascinating place. It's a small town in Nebraska, lost in the middle of Nebraska. Not very big, very central, though. Mm. Hence the name, Central City. Is Omaha more famous than Lincoln?
Which one?
Omaha. Ojo, no es Omaha. Oh, qué maja, no. Omaha. Is Omaha more famous than Lincoln?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. All right, so Omaha is more famous than Lincoln. Fine. Which means?
Which means that Lincoln is less famous than Omaha.
Very good. Which means?
Which means that Omaha...
Omaha.
Omaha.
No es tan poco conocida.
Isn't as famous...
Isn't as poco conocida.
Less famous.
Unknown. Yes.
As Lincoln is.
As Lincoln.
As Lincoln.
Again.
which means that Omaha isn't as unknown as Lincoln.
Very good. Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Como casi como LinkedIn, pero sin la D.
Lincoln.
Yes, like Linkin Park. Remember the band Linkin Park? No. Vale. Cuchi, which means?
Which means that Lincoln isn't as known.
As famous
as Omaha.
Oh. Omaha. Very good. How many people are there in Nebraska? Approximately, what do you think?
There are 7.4.
7.4 what?
7 million.
7 million.
7 million.
People
living in Nebraska.
No, Kutsi, do you know?
In Nebraska.
Nebraska, yeah.
There are 2 million people.
About 2 million people. That's right.
In Nebraska.
Yeah, there are about 2 million people in Nebraska or living in Nebraska. And for 1 year, between 1999 and 2000, I was one of them. So I have a special fondness for Nebraska.
I know.
Yeah. Are there any beaches in Nebraska?
No, there aren't.
No, there aren't. Very good. Did you know Nebraska existed?
Yes, I did.
Very good. I have friends in Nebraska. And you? A ver qué dice ahora.
No, I don't.
All right, very good. No, I don't. I don't have friends in Nebraska. Very good. Who lived in Nebraska, you or me?
Neither of us.
¿Perdona? ¿Perdona?
¿Quién vive ahora?
No, who lived?
Okay. You lived in Nebraska.
That's right. I lived in Nebraska. Very good. Do you know a famous person who was born in Nebraska?
No, I don't.
Kutsi, do you?
No, I don't.
All right, let me tell you. Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett was born in Nebraska. And so was Marlon Brando. Mm. Marlon Brando was born in Nebraska. Hilary Swank was born in Nebraska. $1 million baby. Fred Astaire was born in Nebraska. And funnily enough, Nicholas Sparks was born in Nebraska. Do you know who Nicholas Sparks is?
Yes, I do.
Who is Nicholas Sparks?
He's a writer.
He is a writer. It's not a thing. He
is a writer.
He is a?
A writer.
A brighter
writer.
Brighter.
Yes.
Significa más luminoso. Writer es escritor. Yes. Nicholas Sparks. Now, Nicholas Sparks, have you ever read any books written by Nicholas Sparks?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever seen a movie based on a novel by Nicholas Sparks?
I don't think so.
I think you did.
Probably yes, but I don't know.
I think so. You?
Which one?
I'm pretty sure that you watched Message in a Bottle with Kevin Costner and Robin Wright Penn.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that you watched The Notebook, El Diario de Noah.
Oh, no. Yes.
You did not watch that?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Pedro. What is your wife going to say? Now, do me the favor. Now, prepare on Friday night or Saturday night, prepare a romantic dinner for your wife and watch The Notebook with her. My husband is not a big fan of romantic movies. And
okay,
he bawled his eyes out. It's such a sad movie. Mm-hmm. So you're going to, do it. All right. So Nicholas Sparks was, in fact, born in Nebraska. And why am I saying it's funny? Because all of his novels, I think, are based in... I'm going to have to take a wild guess. I think it's New Hampshire. the state of New Hampshire, which is in the northeast of the states, so it's north of New York. All of his novels are based there.
Uh-huh.
But he was born in Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
All right. Are there any mountains in Nebraska?
Yes, there are.
No, there aren't.
No, there aren't? Okay.
there are hills. Not really mountains, no. Nebraska is pretty flat. Pretty flat. Have you ever looked up where Nebraska is?
Yes, I have.
Liar. No, you haven't. Have you really?
Yes, this morning.
It's like, vamos a meternos en Google a ver dónde está Nebraska.
No, Nebraska. Ah, no. I thought you asked me if I...
Looked up
where Lincoln and
Omaha.
And Omaha
were. Okay. All right. Nebraska. How many states does Nebraska share a border with?
Four.
No. Ask Kuchi.
Kuchi, how many states border
Nebraska? How many states does Nebraska border with?
How many states does Nebraska border
with?
With?
Yeah.
It
borders?
Sorry?
Or it shares a border? It borders?
It shares of a border?
No. A ver. It shares.
It shares.
A border.
A border.
With.
Six
what?
States.
You said
six states.
It borders?
It borders.
So it's a verb itself?
Yeah, maybe I just came up with it. Vamos a ver.
No, because I've never heard.
Yeah, I haven't either, maybe. Vamos a ver. Border is a verb. And it means a border something of a country or an area to share a border with another country or area. Yes. So the countries bordering the Baltic, you can say that. ¿Ves? Es que mi instinto lingüístico no me falla. All right. Kuchi, do you know which states Nebraska borders with?
I know some, I think.
All right. Why don't you give me some?
South Dakota,
correct. North. Very good. That's north, not in the north. That's north.
That's north of Nebraska.
Very good. What do we have east of Nebraska?
I know west, I think.
All right. What
Colorado?
Is
Colorado?
Colorado is southwest.
I southwest.
Colorado. So we have north. We have South Dakota to the north. Then we have Wyoming to the north. No estás, no estás mirando el mapa, Pedro,
¿no?
Of course
not. I've studied everything
perfectly. Ojalá sonara el teléfono ahora. Es que sería lo mejor. All right, so we have South Dakota to the north. And then we have Wyoming to the northwest. Then we have Colorado to the southwest. Then we have Kansas to the south. Very good. Then we have Missouri to the southeast, and then we have Iowa to the east, which makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 states. All right. Those are the six states that surround Nebraska. Good. Ask me how long it took me to get from Hamburg to Lincoln. Ask me how long it took me.
Ah, okay. How long did it take you to get from
Hamburg
to
Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Again.
How long did it take you to get from Hamburg to Lincoln?
Very good. To Lincoln. What is he asking me?
He's asking you how long did it take
No.
He's asking you how long it took you to get from Hamburg to Lincoln.
Very good. So what do you want to know?
I want to know how long it took you to get from Hamburg to Lincoln.
Very good. So what am I going to answer?
You are going to answer how long it took you to get from Hamburg to Lincoln.
Very good. So what will I answer?
You will answer how long it took you to get from Hamburg to Lincoln.
So what am I about to answer?
You're about to answer how long it took you to get from Hamburg to Lincoln.
Very good. Before I answer the question, I want you to put your index finger and your thumb on your nose. Like this. So you talk like me. And now you're going to try to say long.
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 Pedro.
Long.
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 Without the k sound. Long.
Long.
All right. How long?
How long?
How long?
All right. I don't want jaulón.
No.
Un jaulón es una jaula grande for once and for all. All right. So I need you to say how long.
Long.
The n sound, this nasal n sound. All right. How long? All right. Bueno, ahora necesito un pañuelo, un something.
I don't have.
All right. So it took me, I don't remember. It took me a very, very long time to get from Hamburg to Lincoln because I flew from Hamburg to, Amsterdam, which is about an hour flight. Then I took another plane from Amsterdam to Minneapolis. Then I stayed the night in Minneapolis. Then I took another flight in the morning from Minneapolis to Denver. And then from Denver, I flew to Lincoln. So it took me ages. It took me ages. Yeah, it was about 24 hours until I got to Lincoln. And the interesting thing is that I was 15. 1999. Yeah, I was 15. And I was traveling by myself to go to the States for a year. And I had no, like, there was nobody with me. So when I arrived in Minneapolis, I, by myself with my two massive suitcases, I had to go to a hotel, stay there in the hotel alone. There was a group of students, but you know, you don't really talk to anybody because you're just tired and you, so I had to get up really early in the morning at like 5 a.m. My flight was going from Minneapolis to Denver. And then in Denver, there was a woman from the organization waiting for me and she put me on the plane to Lincoln. And then in Lincoln, my host family was waiting for me. But I don't think this is unthinkable. These days is unthinkable.
No.
Nowadays, it's like, I think I grew a lot with this experience because I was alone in a country. I didn't speak the language very well. And I just basically, you know, had my plane tickets and had to see how it come on my apaño. Mm. I don't think that would actually happen these
when
days.
When I was a girl, I went to Dublin. It's different. It's near,
closer.
It's closer.
Yeah.
But I had to go to London and wait for at the airport. No, I went to Brighton. So I had to go from Gatwick to Brighton.
And then fly from Brighton to?
No, London.
Uh-huh.
To Dublin.
Okay.
And Dublin, yes.
But why did you go to Brighton?
No, Brighton. No, that's another time.
Oh, that's another time. She's mixing up
stories. Went to Dublin the first time.
Okay.
But the second one, I went to Brighton. So
okay.
I had to take a train.
Right.
And that means I went alone.
Yeah.
You know? And now it's impossible.
Now it's like, I don't think people would
go with an organization.
Exactly. I mean, I did go with an organization. Don't get me wrong. I did go with an organization, but they obviously didn't give me any adult person to accompany me. They just put me on a plane. They're like, all right, bye.
Yeah.
You know? And like catching another a connection flight is not that big of a deal because essentially you just look it up on the screens and you know exactly where to go. I mean, it's not rocket science at the airports, but like staying overnight in a hotel away from the airport and taking a shuttle service by yourself, that was crazy. That was, I think back and.
Also to get another, well, a connection in an airport depends on the airport. It's not so easy.
No, that's true. That's true. But then they usually take that into account.
Maybe like, you have, in some occasions you have to change the terminal and you are in a hurry because your flight is close to. So it's not so easy.
Not so easy. Not so easy. No. Would I do the same to my kids? Probably. Probably, because I think you grow a lot as an individual. But that's a whole different story I'll tell you in about 15 years when I have a kid. Are there any direct flights from Madrid to Lincoln?
I don't think so. No, there aren't.
No, there aren't. Very good. How many times do you have to change planes to get to Lincoln? What do you think? How many times do you have to change planes to get to Lincoln?
Three times?
I'd say so. I'd say you have to go to one of the bigger airports like Minneapolis or New York or Atlanta. And then from there, you take a best case scenario flight to Lincoln, worst case scenario, a flight to Omaha or Denver and then to Lincoln. All right. Who has never been to Nebraska? You or Kutsi? Huh. Interesting question. Who has never been to Nebraska? You or Kutsi?
None of us.
No. It's two of you.
Oh.
There are two of you, so it can't be none. None is for three or more people.
both.
No, esos son los dos. Pero yo quiero ninguno de los dos.
Ah.
Uf.
We haven't.
No.
Neither of us has ever been to Nebraska.
Very good. Neither of us has ever been to Nebraska. Very good. Ask me if my brother visited me when I lived in Nebraska.
Have your brother...
Ask me if my brother visited.
Okay, did your brother visit to you?
Visit you?
Visit you when you were living in Nebraska? When you lived in Nebraska?
Again.
Did your brother visit you when you lived in Nebraska?
Very good. What is he asking me?
He's asking you if your brother visited you when you were...
When you lived
in Nebraska.
Very good. No, he didn't. Nobody visited me. My parents didn't visit me. My brother didn't visit me. Nobody visited me, which was fine. Ask me where in Nebraska Marlon Brando, Fred Astaire, and Nicholas Sparks were born.
Nicholas Sparks were born.
Very good. Again.
Fred Astaire and Nicholas Sparks were born.
No.
Yes.
No. 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 Where no. in Nebraska were...
Were
Fred Astaire, Marlon Brando, and Nicholas Sparks born? All right, again.
Where in Nebraska were Marlon Brando, Nicholas
Brando,
Fred Astaire, and Nicholas Sparks born?
All right, what is she asking me? Yeah, es la tos nerviosa, venga.
She is asking you where in Nebraska were Where in Nebraska, Marlon Brando, Nicholas
Sparks,
Fred Astaire, were born.
Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You're about to answer where in Nebraska, Marlon Brando, Fred Astaire, and Nicholas Sparks were born.
Very good. They were all born in Omaha. Now, my mom was born in 1960. Marlon Brando was born in 1924. So how old was Marlon Brando when my mother was born?
Your mother was...
not my mother. How old was Marlon Brando?
Marlon Brando was 20...
My mom was born in 1960, and he was born in 1936
years old when your mother was born.
Very good. He was 36 when my mother was born. Very good. Does Nebraska have cold winters?
Yes, it does.
Very cold winter. It's very good. Betty went to Omaha on the 5th and she came back on the 11th. So?
She has been six.
No. She went there on the 5th and she came back on the 11th. So she's not there anymore.
She was there. She was there for 6 days.
Uh-huh.
She was there since the 5th.
No.
From the 6th to the 11th.
From the 5th to the 11th. Very good. All right. Do you think Nebraska is a beautiful state?
Yes, I do.
All right. You have obviously no idea. Have you looked it up? No, you haven't. No, Nebraska is a beautiful state. It has its charm. Will there be a lot of tourists in Nebraska this year?
Yes, there will.
No, there won't. Why would you go to Nebraska? With all due respect to Nebraska, I love it because I call it my home in the States. But there's really nothing to see.
No.
It's like, would you go to Iowa for your vacation? Probably not. You would go to Florida, you would go to California, you would go to New York, you would probably maybe go to Texas, you would go to Nevada, Colorado. But Nebraska is just flatland. It's not really interesting. It's still beautiful for those people who know it. It's very beautiful. But probably not the best holiday destination. But, you know, cada uno lo que quiere. What is the 16th largest state in the U.S.?
Nebraska is the 16th largest state in the U.S.
Very good. Largest.
Largest. state in the U.S.
Very good. Ask me what the weather is like in Omaha today.
What's the weather like in Omaha today?
Omaha weather. I have no idea. Wow. 2 degrees. Mm-hmm. Right now it's 2 degrees.
Wow.
So it's very cold. It's sunny. It's 9 o'clock in the morning in Nebraska and it's 2 degrees. Maximum temperatures. Para que veáis qué locura de tiempo puede hacer. Maximum temperatures for today are 20 degrees. So in 24 hours, and that actually happened, temperatures can drop about 20 degrees. So one day it can be 35 degrees or 25 degrees, and the next day it can be about, I don't know, -4. Yeah. It's crazy. Anyways, I don't hear the music, Tina. I don't know if I'm about to go into break.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah? All right, I don't hear it. All right, don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
El próximo jueves 17 de octubre estaremos in company a partir de las 13 horas en Grupo PSA España, referente en la construcción de automóviles y proveedor de soluciones de movilidad para enriquecer la oferta de movilidad diaria de clientes en el mundo entero. El jueves 17 de octubre a partir de las 13 horas en directo in company en Grupo PSA España.
Convierte lo desconocido en aventura con el SUV Peugeot 3008. Llévatelo con un año de seguro de regalo incluido financiando con PSA Financial Services hasta el 31 de octubre. Nunca un SUV había llegado tan lejos. Condiciones en Peugeot.es.
Vaughan y Disney presentan
Disney English Vaughan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Vaughan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Vaughan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Vaughan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
Para que le quede claro a los papás, ¿qué es el Club Junior?
El Club Junior de Vaughan, donde los niños vienen a aprender inglés. Aprender inglés, a coger agilidad. Hablando. No preparamos para exámenes oficiales, no vamos a estar haciendo ejercicios escritos de gramática al uso no tradicional.
No son clases así aburridas, no, además tienen juegos.
Se ve la gramática y el vocabulario, que ni me sale la...
Es que es de... ¿Vocabulario?
Sí.
Lo puedes decir en inglés también.
Vocabulary, ni en inglés, ni en... Ahora en chino. Entonces, vemos la gramática y el vocabulario constantemente. Lo que pasa es que está disfrazada de tal forma que a muchos niños les da la impresión de que han estado simplemente jugando. Y está bien, pero bueno, que luego hay padres que dicen que no saben qué se hace y qué no se hace.
Bueno, pueden venir a conocer todo lo del Club Junior, si les interesa. Por ejemplo, pueden venir...
Les podemos contar de... Sí, en persona.
Claro, que se
informen. Con más detalle.
Incluso uh-huh. pueden venir con el niño
uh-huh.
y o los niños.
Sí.
Se pueden pasar por la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Antes, lo mejor sería concertar una cita en el 91-133-5832. Y ahí ya, pues, quedan un día, que mejor les venga. Y aquí nuestros compis, pues, les enseñan todo y les cuentan todo de qué va. También uh-huh. pueden ir... A nuestra otra oficina en la calle Arapiles.
Uh-huh.
Arapiles, que yo me acuerdo de todo, pues voy a coger aquí el
la chuleta.
La chuleta. Y es Arapiles 18. Igual, concertan una cita, ¿no? Y pueden
sí, sí.
llamar al 91-444-5846. No sé si he dicho muchos cuatro, son tres.
Dilo otra vez.
91-444-5846. Seguiremos informando de... Más cosas sobre la línea junior de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
To the second half of English O'Clock. We are on question mix 190 and we are on question number 30. So how long does it take to drive from Lincoln to Omaha? What do you think, Kutsi?
I think it's very close.
Yeah, it is very close.
Yes.
So how long does it take?
It takes 1 or 2 hours from, 1 hour from...
To drive.
To drive from Lincoln to
Omaha.
Omaha.
Very good.
Omaha.
About 1 hour. Very good. How far is it from Lincoln to Chicago? How far is it from Lincoln to Chicago?
It is...
wild guess.
Thousands?
No, tampoco. 800.
800 kilometers.
Kilometers?
Kilometers. Far.
From?
From Lincoln to Chicago.
Chicago. Come on, Chicago. Yeah, it's 838 kilometers from Lincoln to Chicago. And that's actually the only road trip I took from Nebraska, from Central City Lincoln to Chicago. 838 kilometers. Am I still talking about Nebraska?
Yes, you are still talking about Nebraska.
Very good. Have I stopped talking about Nebraska yet?
No, you haven't. Stopped talking about Nebraska yet.
Very good. Jackie went to Scott's Bluff on the 1st. Today is the 4th and she's still there. Scott's Bluff is another small town in Nebraska. So Jackie went to Scott's Bluff on the 1st. Today is the 4th and she's still there. So?
She's been there since the 1st.
Yes.
Which means that she's been there for... 3 days.
Very good. All right. Have you tried bungee jumping, Kutsi?
No, I haven't.
Would you do it?
No, I wouldn't.
All right. Ask me if I will buy a new vacuum cleaner this year.
Will you buy a new...
vacuum cleaner?
Vacuum cleaner this year.
What is a vacuum cleaner?
I don't know.
What is a cleaner?
Cleaner?
Yeah.
Pues algo para limpiar.
Algo para limpiar. Very good. And vacuum?
Aspirador.
Aspirador. Mm. Yeah, vacuum cleaner, aspiradora. Or aspirador, you can also say.
Yes.
Yeah, it's both genders. Mm. Good. How often do you clean your windows, Pedro? No, I won't, by the way. I got one last year.
I don't really clean the windows.
We know that. We know that.
So bad. Once a month.
Once a month. Yes, once a month. Uh-huh. All right. Am I still talking about Nebraska?
No, you are not talking about Nebraska anymore.
Very good. What is James to Ulrich if Ulrich is James's stepson? What is James to Ulrich if Ulrich is James's stepson? All right. Let's substitute Ulrich, which seems to be a very complicated name, to Bob. So what is James to Bob if Bob is James's stepson?
No, but I was thinking about their relationship.
Ah.
Because
what's the contrary of son?
Son?
Yeah.
Father?
Yeah. So stepson turns to?
Stepson.
Yeah. What is stepson?
Hijastro.
Hijastro. Mm. Which is a terrible name, I think.
Yes.
Madrastra, padrastro, hijastro.
Yes.
Horrible. Horrible. Yeah. So a stepson is un hijastro. So a stepfather is un padrastro.
Stepfather.
Yes. Okay. So what is James to Ulrich if Ulrich is James's stepson?
James is Ulrich's stepson. Stepfather.
Stepfather. Very good.
Like paso? Hmm.
Yeah. Which kind of makes sense. Pues como que la mujer o el hombre han pasado de una relación a otra y se han encontrado con otros hijos, ¿no? Hmm. I actually have 3 step siblings. My mom has 3 step children. Because she has 2 stepsons and 1 stepdaughter. And I have 3 step siblings because I have two stepbrothers and one stepsister, which is not the same as half-sister. Funny enough, you don't have that concept in Spain, I don't think.
No.
Which one?
So the difference, all right, so my mom and my father got divorced about 15 or 16 years ago, and my mother remarried, and she remarried a wonderful man who had three children, who has three children. So these kids are her stepchildren, right? And my step-siblings. Now, my husband's parents, they got divorced about 25 years ago or 30 years ago, and his father remarried. And with his new wife, he had three more children. So my husband doesn't have step-siblings. He has half-siblings. Mm. Como medio hermanos. Porque comparten un padre.
Es peor medio hermano que...
No, I really like it. Half-brother. Half-brother, half-sister.
Medio hermano.
Medio hermano.
Me imagino con...
No. So funny enough, that concept in Spain, I don't think it exists.
No.
We have step-siblings, que son, pues eso, medio hermanos, que se comparte o padre o madre, que... Mi marido tiene el mismo padre que ellos. And then you have step-siblings, like in my case, where we have nothing in common. Okay. They have their mother and their father, and I have my father and my mother. We don't share any parent, so we are step-siblings. And my husband has half-siblings. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Last question. I don't have a unicorn. And you?
Me neither. Neither do I.
Very good. All right. I am very sorry to tell you this, but we are going to do a dictation. We're going to do an email dictation. So get a pen and paper, and we're going to do 5 email addresses. Yeah, you can take that paper. I'm going to spell them for you. You're going to write them down. Then you're going to spell them back for me. and then we check it together, all right? For those of you who are at home, you can do it too. You can do this exercise as well. If you're driving, obviously don't do that. Listen to the podcast and redo it, listening to the podcast. And you can look it up in the English O'Clock book. It's block number 7. And the email address section is block number 7 that we're going to do. All right? So the first email address goes like this. Are we ready?
Ready.
All right. T-E-L-L. T-H-E-T-R-U-T-H.
Oof.
Woof. Qué difícil.
Can you repeat this?
All right, I start again from the beginning. Ready?
Yes.
Right. All right. T-E-L-L T-H-E R-U-T-H 1-6-5 at YESGO.com. All right. Next one is ANDYANDMIKE at USTOGETHER.CO.UK. Number three is JIMAN.
Please, could you repeat?
Could I repeat what? The third one. All right, I'll start again. J-I. Y si tuvierais claro la diferencia entre A, I, y E, no habría ningún problema. It's just those three letters that mess you up every single time. I, acordaros, I, como I have a dog, or iPhone, or iPad, or iWatch, or I don't know, whatever. Okay, I, eso es la I, la puñetera I, iPhone, I speak English, I like chocolate, all right, acordaros de eso. A is the first letter of the alphabet. When I say A, sing in your head, A, B, C, and then you know, it's the first letter, A, all right, and then, pues la tercera que queda es la E, I, all right, that's how we say it. So, number three is J-I-M-A-N-D, J-A-N-E, at SPARKLING MAT .DE. All right, I'll spell them again at the end. All right, number four is ASK.
It's another one.
That's another one. That's number four. That's right. ASK FORIT 13 _ 145 @ ATM MTA .. dot MX. That was number four. I'll spell all of them again at the end. Don't worry. And number five is BENJANDG @ LETTER MIXUP .com. All right, a quick run through. Number one was TELLTHETRUTH 165 @ YESGO.com. Number two was ANDYANDMIKE @ USTOGETHER.CO.UK. Number three was JIMANDJANE @ SPARKLINGMAT.DE. Number four was ASKFORIT 13 _ 145 @ ATMMTA @ dot MX. And number four, five is BENJANDG @ LETTERMIXUP .com. All right. That was block number seven from the email addresses section from the English O'Clock book. And there are very broken down faces in the studio right now because they're like, all right, let's see how you did. Pedro, why don't you start with the first one?
T-E-L-L-T-A-H.
No, T-E-L-L-T-H-E. And then?
The E between?
Yeah.
Which one?
T-E-L-L-T-H-E, and then we continue with a T. T-R?
T-R-U-T-H-165.
Very good.
@ YESG.com.
G-O?
G-O. Okay.
.com. Very good. So it would be, essentially, tell the truth, 165 @ YESGO.com. All right, Scucci, number two.
A-N-D-Y-N-A.
A-N. A-N-D-Y-A-N.
E-N.
A-N.
A-N.
Uh-huh.
N-A, no,
no.
A-N.
Yes.
D.
Yes.
N-R-R.
No, M-M-M-M.
D-M-R.
I.
I.
Yes.
R-K.
K-E.
K-E, no.
Yeah, all right.
That.
At?
I don't know. Who's talk? No, I don't know. Because I have something lost.
You missed something.
Yeah, I missed something.
Okay. All right. Do you have the what comes after at?
Yes.
All right.
I think so.
All right.
At U-S-T-O-G-E-T.
But before that at?
No, before at.
I didn't miss anything.
No.
Okay.
Do you have the rest?
I think so.
Okay, well then, off you go. At?
U-S-T-O-G-E-R.
E-T-H-E-R.
Dot U-K.
All right. Essentially, it's Andy and Mike @ ustogether.co.uk. Uh-huh. All right, that's the email address. All right, Pedro, next one.
I missed something in that one, but anyway.
Right.
J. I M A N D. J A.
J A.
J A. M.
N. N like N. Norway. E.
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 Okay. E @ S P A R K L I N G M A T dot D E.
Very good. It boils down to being Jim and Jane @ sparklingmat.de. All right, Kutsi, next one.
E-S-K...
A-S...
A-S... A-S... K-F-O-R-I-T 13 _ 145
Very good.
@ ATM-T-A...
No. ATM...
ATM.
M.
M.
And then you continue.
T-A.
Very good.
That.
Yep.
M-A-X.
M-X, very good. Which boils down to being ask for it, 13_145 at atmmta.mx. Very good. And the last one for Pedro. Off you go.
B-E-N-J-A-N-A-N.
D.
Where?
No.
Where
is the D? B-E-N-J-A-N-D.
Okay.
And then? G. D-G. At?
Okay. L.
Uh-huh.
D.
No. L-E.
Ah, okay. L-E. T-T.
Yeah.
E-R.
Yeah.
M-I-X-U-P .com.
Very good. It's Ben Jan D-G at lettermixup.com. All right. How many mistakes? Confessemos.
A lot.
Mm. A lot. Pedro, what about you?
I can't
uncountable.
Count
them, yeah. All right. Okay, never mind. We'll get there eventually. All right. Vocabulary booklet number 3, list number 28. Vivo.
Alive.
Very good. Tablón de anuncios.
Bulletin. Board.
Bulletin
board.
Bull. Como un toro.
Bulletin.
Bulletin.
Board.
All right. Complicado.
Complicated. Or...
No. Repeat that
complicated.
One. Complicated. Very good. Concesionario.
Yes. Filler.
No,
dealer.
Dealer. Yes. La muerte.
Death.
Very good. Borracho bebido.
Drunk.
Yes. Un día sí y otro no.
Every other day.
Every other day. Culpa.
Fault.
Yes. Previsión.
Forecast.
Yes. Punto final.
Full stop.
Yes. Fondos.
Funds.
Yes. Invitado o huésped.
Guest.
Yes. Impresión.
Impression.
Yes. Incompatible.
Incompatible.
No.
Incompatible.
No.
Incompatible.
Uh-huh.
Incompatible.
Very good. Incompatible. Yes. Pendiente.
Pedro, pendiente.
Pending. Yes. Salado.
Salty.
Yes. Seriamente.
Seriously.
Very good. A corto plazo.
Short term.
Very good. Espontáneo.
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous. Yes. Paso a paso.
Step by step.
Very good. Blanco objetivo.
Target.
Yes. Target. Not target. Target. Estar metido en un lío.
To be in trouble.
Yes. Modificar.
To modify.
Yes. Papelera.
Basket. No.
Yes. Play. Basket. But what kind of basket?
Play.
Waste basket. Yes, waste basket. But you can also say bin. You can also say trash can. And the last one, juventud.
Youth.
Very good. All right. We're going to take a look at drill number 34. Fijaros. Volvemos para atrás. 34, which has something to do with our Twitter question. Okay. So that's the last thing probably that we're going to do before answering the Twitter question. I'm going to ask you, we're going to do drill 34 questions 1 to 15, where we describe where in relation one place is to another. Okay? You don't have to know it by heart, but you have to know the structure, which is exactly why I'm going to give you the direction that you have to give me, but you're going to have to give me the full structure. Okay? So where in relation to Washington is Oregon? Where in relation to Washington is Oregon? And as we progress in this drill, if you have the map of the United States before you, we're starting in the top, in the northwest corner of the United States, and we move our way all the way to the southeast. Okay, so where in relation to Washington is Oregon? South.
Oregon is south of Washington.
Very good. Oregon is south of Washington. Very good. Where in relation to Oregon is California? South.
California is south of Oregon.
Very good. Where in relation to California is Nevada? East.
It's east of Nevada.
It no me vale. Me tienes que decir que...
Nevada is east of
California.
California.
Very good. Precisely because of that. Where in relation to Nevada is Idaho? North.
Idaho is north of Nevada.
Very good. Where in relation to Idaho is Montana, northeast?
Montana is northeast of Oregon. No.
Inigo Oregon.
I don't know where am I.
I don't know where I am.
I am.
Where in relation to Idaho is Montana. So Montana is northeast of?
Of Oregon.
Idaho.
Idaho. Idaho.
Inigo, if you're listening to us, we're talking about Idaho, all right? Okay, next one. Me encanta. Where in relation to Montana is Wyoming south?
Wyoming is south of Montana.
Very good. Where in relation to Wyoming is Colorado south?
Colorado is south of Wyoming.
Very good. Where in relation to Colorado is Arizona southwest?
Arizona is southwest of Colorado.
Very good. Where in relation to Colorado is Utah west?
Utah is west of Colorado.
Very good. Where in relation to Arizona is New Mexico east?
New Mexico is east of
Arizona.
Arizona.
All right. Where in relation to New Mexico is Texas southeast?
New Mexico is southeast of Texas.
Texas. Texas
is new and southeast of New Mexico.
Very good. Where in relation to Kansas is Nebraska? North.
Nebraska is north of Kansas.
Very good. Where in relation to Nebraska is South Dakota? North.
South Dakota is north of Nebraska.
Very good. No, Nebraska is north of Kansas. What?
What? South Dakota is
again. Where in relation to Nebraska is South Dakota?
South Dakota is north of Nebraska.
Very good. All right. And where in relation to North Dakota is South Dakota south?
South Dakota is south of North Nebraska.
North Dakota. Very good. And where in relation to South Dakota is Iowa?
Iowa is east of southeast of North Dakota.
South Dakota. Again.
Iowa?
Iowa.
Southeast of South Dakota.
Very good. Iowa is southeast of South Dakota. Very good. So far, so good. Now we're going to switch, and we are going to take a look at a map. Random map, yeah, of the United States. You can find it on page number 18 in the English O'Clock book. Where in Colorado is Denver? Vamos a decir que norte. Where in Colorado is Denver?
Denver is north of Colorado.
No.
No. And where?
Yeah. Where in Colorado is Denver?
In Colorado.
In. Okay. Because Denver is in Colorado.
Okay. Denver is in the north of Colorado.
Very good. Where in Oregon is Portland? Where in Oregon is Portland? Northwest.
Portland is in the northwest of
Oregon. Very good. Why in? Porque Portland está dentro del estado de Oregon. All right. So Portland is in the northwest of Oregon. Very good. Where in North Dakota is Bismarck? Where in North Dakota is Bismarck? En el sur.
Bismarck is in the south of North Dakota.
North Dakota. Very good. Where in Nebraska is Omaha? Where in Nebraska is Omaha? El este.
Omaha is in the east of Nebraska.
Very good. Where in Arizona is Phoenix? Vamos a decir el sur.
Phoenix is in the south of Arizona.
Arizona, very good. And what is the capital of Arizona?
Phoenix.
Give me the full sentence.
Phoenix is the capital of Arizona.
Arizona. Yes, very good. What is the capital of Oregon?
The capital of Oregon.
Oregon. Is?
I don't know.
Salem. Salem is the capital of Oregon. Very good. What is the capital of Nevada? The capital of Nevada, do you know?
No.
It's Carson City, and it's in the west. So where in Nevada is Carson City?
Carson City is in the west of Nevada.
Of Nevada, very good. Where in relation to Oklahoma is Texas? Sur.
Texas is in the south of Nevada.
In the south. Interesting.
No, it's south of Nevada.
Very good. Texas is south of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Very good. And where in relation to Kansas is Oklahoma? South.
Oklahoma is south of Kansas?
Yes. Very good. All right. Last thing that we're going to look at, the question was, where in relation to Madrid is Cádiz? So now you should be able to say exact. Vamos a decir que es sur. Even though it's a bit southwestish,
it's the south.
Yeah, let's just say south. So where in relation to Madrid is Cádiz? 1, 2, 3.
Cádiz is south of Madrid.
Very good. Cádiz is south of Madrid. Very good. Eva says Cádiz is south of Madrid. Very good. Efren says Cádiz is south of Madrid. Perfect. Catalina says Cádiz is to the south of Madrid. I would just skip the to the. Cádiz is south of Madrid. That's it. And that's it for today. Thanks, guys, for listening. Tomorrow, tune in for a new class with more material. And yeah, see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye. Bye.
Vuelve el seminario que tanto éxito está teniendo sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo, con dos líderes, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Y esta vez, Richard Vaughan lo impartirá en inglés. No faltes a esta nueva convocatoria, jueves 24 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la sede central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
El director financiero, que cubría también el área de recursos humanos, me entregó una hoja detallando el programa de inglés que él y su gente proponían acometer con la